Harper Audio presents Savage Harvest, a tale of cannibals, colonialism, and Michael Rockefeller's tragic quest for primitive art by Carl Hoffman. Read by Joe Barrett. For Lily. Every encounter with the other is an enigma, an unknown quantity. I would even say a mystery. Ryszard Kapuscinski. Part 1. Chapter 1. November 19th, 1961. The sea felt warm as Michael Rockefeller lowered himself in from the overturned wooden hull. René Wassing peered down at him, and Michael noticed René was sunburned and needed a shave. Their exchange was brief. They'd been drifting on the ocean off the coast of southwest New Guinea for 24 hours now, and there wasn't much that hadn't been said. "I really don't think you should go." "No, it'll be okay. I think I can make it." Michael cupped his hands and swung his arms, swiveling around. It was 8 a.m., the tide was high. He was wearing white cotton underpants and thick black-rimmed glasses. He had two empty gasoline cans tied to his webbed, military-style belt. He hugged one tightly and started swimming, kicking toward the coast, a hazy line of gray, barely a smudge. He estimated they were 5 to 10 miles off the coast. He kicked slowly and ran the numbers. A mile an hour and he'd be there in